Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine, September 2025. Let's get started with the first article. The Power of Protein. Experts explain why we need this crucial nutrient and how much we should get, more than you think. Plus some key pointers on packing your meals with it. Double Plus Recipes by Jenna Helwig. Photographs by Greg Dupree. Food Styling by Emily Neighbors Hall. Prop Styling by Claire Spallin. You've probably noticed that we've been going through a bit of a protein craze lately. You can thank the paleo and keto diets for kicking things off, and give Instagram and TikTok some credit for showing us endless delicious-looking cottage cheese videos. When you consider that the recommended dietary allowance, RDA, for protein is only 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight, or about 54 grams for a 150-pound person, the fixation on protein can seem a little over the top. Just one more nutrition trend we can safely ignore, like the great celery juice frenzy of 2019. Not so fast. A consensus is emerging that people, especially most women, and especially most women over 40, need significantly more protein than the RDA states, says Katie Sullivan Morford, RD, author of Rise and Shine, Better Breakfasts for Busy Mornings. There are a few reasons for this. First of all, the RDA is the minimum amount to prevent deficiency. It's not necessarily what's ideal for optimal health, Morford says. Second, as we age, more protein is required to maintain the same amount of muscle mass, says Annie Finn, MD, author of The Brain Health Kitchen. The issue is anabolic resistance, a well-documented phenomenon of aging. The older you get, the less robustly your muscles respond to the stimulus of exercise and dietary protein. In other words, without increasing how much protein you consume, you're at higher risk of losing muscle mass, which can lead to frailty, falls, and fractures, an alliteration no one wants in their life. Adults who maintain muscle mass as they age also tend to have healthier brains, Finn says. It might be a direct mechanism, such as providing certain amino acids needed to boost neurotransmitters. Or it might be indirect, by preventing muscle loss and frailty, which can lead to a less active and engaged brain-healthy lifestyle. Either way, no thank you. How much protein are we talking about? It varies based on age, gender, and activity level, Finn says. But as a general rule, aim for 2/3 of your body weight in pounds in protein grams. So that 150-pound person from earlier should get 100 grams of protein a day. If you're trying to gain or lose weight, base this calculation on your target weight. And if you have a history of disordered eating or any other chronic health issue, talk to a physician or registered dietitian before tracking your protein intake or changing your diet. That sounds like a lot of protein, we know. Reaching this number takes effort, hence the recipes, strategies, and tips here to help you increase your intake. Don't despair if hitting your goal doesn't happen every day. As Finn says, it's about progress, not perfection. By the numbers, here's how much protein you get per serving. 4 ounces chicken breast equals 25 grams. 4 ounces salmon equals 25 grams. 3.5 ounces shrimp, 24 grams. 3 ounces of ground beef, 23 grams. Peanut butter and blueberry oatmeal. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 10 minutes. Serves, 1. This protein-rich bowl of whole grain oatmeal tastes like a PB&J. 1 1/4 cups dairy milk or unsweetened soy milk. 1/2 cup old-fashioned regular rolled oats. 1 tablespoon chia seeds. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 tablespoon creamy peanut butter. 1/2 cup fresh blueberries. 2 tablespoons chopped salted dry roasted peanuts. Pure maple syrup for serving, optional. Bring milk, oats, chia seeds, and salt to a simmer in a medium saucepan over medium high. Reduce heat to medium low. Cook, stirring occasionally, until thickened, about 5 minutes. Transfer to a bowl and swirl in peanut butter. Top with blueberries and peanuts. Drizzle with maple syrup if desired. Lentil and arugula salad. Active time, 40 minutes. Total time, 40 minutes. Serves 4. Plants can deliver the grams, as this meatless meal proves. 1 cup dried French lepoy lentils rinsed. 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided. 4 large eggs. 3 tablespoons apple cider vinegar. 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard. 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil. Plus more for drizzling. 1/2 cup chopped cherry from 2 ribs. 1/2 cup pitted Castelvetrano olives, coarsely chopped. 1 5-ounce package baby arugula, about 6 loosely packed cups. 2 medium avocados, sliced. 1/2 cup salted roasted pepitas. Freshly ground black pepper for garnish. Lemon wedges for serving. Place lentils and 1 teaspoon salt in a medium saucepan. Bring to a simmer and cook until just tender, 25 to 30 minutes. Drain well and transfer to a large bowl. Occasionally toss with a spoon to let steam escape. Meanwhile, bring a small saucepan of water to a boil. Gently lower in eggs, reduce heat to medium, simmer for 11 minutes. Transfer to a bowl of cold water. While eggs cook, whisk vinegar, mustard, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Add oil in a steady stream, whisking constantly until dressing is well combined. Add celery and olives to lentils in bowl. Add dressing, toss to coat. Peel and halve eggs. Divide arugula among 4 plates. Top each with lentil mixture, 2 egg halves, 1 avocado half, 2 tablespoons pepitas, and pepper. Drizzle with oil and serve with lemon wedges. Chickpeas with sausage and pasta. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 35 minutes. Serves 4. You've had pasta with beans and or meat, but this dish flips the ratio and uses more chickpeas and sausage than noodles. 8 ounces oreciette pasta. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling. 1/2 pound ground sweet or hot Italian pork sausage. 1 small yellow onion, chopped, about 1 cup. 2 15-ounce cans chickpeas, drained and rinsed. 1 6-ounce can tomato paste. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, plus more for cooking pasta. 1 ounce Parmesan cheese, shaved, about 1/4 cup. Coarsely chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. For garnish, optional. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add pasta and cook according to package directions for al dente. Drain, reserving 2 cups cooking water. In same pot, heat oil over medium. Add sausage. Cook, breaking it up using a spoon, until lightly browned, 3 to 4 minutes. Add onion, cook, stirring occasionally until sausage is well browned and onion is softened, 3 to 5 minutes. Add chickpeas and tomato paste to pot. Cook, stirring often, until tomato paste begins to caramelize, 2 to 3 minutes. Add reserved cooking water and salt. Bring to a simmer over medium high. Cook, stirring often and scraping up brown bits from bottom of pot until slightly thickened, about 3 minutes. Remove pot from heat and stir in pasta. Serve topped with cheese, garnish with parsley if desired, and drizzle with oil. 3 ounce pork tenderloin equals 22 grams. 3/4 cup cottage cheese equals 21 grams. 1 cup shelled edamame, 18 grams. 1 cup lentils equals 18 grams. 3/4 cup Greek yogurt equals 17 grams. 6 ounces firm tofu equals 18 grams. 1 cup chickpeas equals 18 grams. 3 ounces dried, about 1.5 cups cooked, pasta equals 12 grams. 1/4 cup pumpkin seeds equals 12 grams. 1 cup bone broth equals 10 grams. The do's and don'ts of protein. Let's break down a few simple rules. Don't just wing it. Morford suggests tracking your protein intake for a week or so, reading labels and looking up nutrition info to see how everything stacks up. You might uncover some surprises. For example, Greek yogurt can have more than double the protein of regular yogurt, and half a cup of cottage cheese can have a whopping 14 grams, she says. This way, you'll get a sense of the proteinness of your go-to foods. Melissa Urban, co-creator of the Whole30 program, which prioritizes unprocessed foods, agrees that this is a good idea. Knowing how much protein is in a serving of beans, tofu, or fish can help you better plan your meals, like adding chicken sausage to your morning eggs. Do some strength training. This is important. Boosting your protein won't build much muscle mass if you aren't also doing strength training. Not just walking, not just riding your bike, but actual strength training like using elastic bands or doing planks or lifting weights, Finn says. You need both the stimulus on the muscles and the protein floating around in the body for protein muscle synthesis, building muscle to happen. The American Heart Association recommends getting strength training into your exercise routine at least twice a week. Finn suggests working your way up to 3 or 4 sessions a week, about 30 minutes each. Don't forget all those other nutrients. Focus too much on protein and you risk crowding out other nutrients in your diet, Morford warns. Eating protein-rich foods is important, but so is getting a lot of colorful fruits and vegetables, healthy fats and fiber-rich whole grains, beans and legumes. Plus, getting all your protein from meat can have health and environmental consequences. Which brings us to more on plants. Do pile on the plants. There's a misconception that it's difficult to get enough protein in a plant-forward diet, says Jen Claiborne, author of the cookbook Sweet Potato Soul Vegan Vibes. Foods like legumes, whole grains, veggies, nuts, and seeds are naturally rich in protein. Claiborne eats at least 80 grams a day, despite putting zero animal products on her plate. This looks like oatmeal for breakfast and beans or lentils with whole grains and vegetables for lunch and dinner, she says, along with strategic snacks. Speaking of snacks, try to keep fruits and veggies in the mix. Morford follows a produce plus protein model for eating between meals. Combine things like apples and almond butter, carrot sticks and hummus, and cottage cheese and berries. Or mash a hard-boiled egg with avocado. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to the power of protein. Don't discount soy. The idea that soy increases breast cancer risk or disrupts thyroid function has been debunked, Finn says. The data on soy being harmful is outdated. We should embrace it without fear. Minimally processed soy, tofu, edamame, tempeh, as opposed to ultra-processed protein bars and meat substitutes, is a fantastic source of protein, she says. Do consider a protein powder. Protein powder has its perks, according to Finn. You want most of your protein to come from whole foods, but if you'd like to put a scoop of protein powder in your smoothie, that can be a 20-gram boost. She suggests looking for a powder that has as few additives as possible, that you like the taste of, and that doesn't upset your tummy. For people who eat dairy, whey protein may be the best choice. Her favorite kinds include MindBody Greengrass hyphen Fed Whey Protein Isolate Plus in chocolate or vanilla. Momentous grass-fed whey protein isolate for an unflavored option. And now pea protein for a budget-friendly plant-based powder. 1 cup cow's milk equals 8 grams. 1 cup green peas equals 8 grams. 2 tablespoons peanut butter equals 8 grams. 1 ounce cheddar cheese equals 7 grams. 3/4 cup regular yogurt, 6 grams. 1 egg equals 6 grams. 1/4 cup almonds equals 6 grams. 1/4 cup ricotta cheese equals 5 grams. 1 russet potato with skin equals 5 grams. 1 slice sprouted grain bread equals 5 grams. 1 cup cooked oats equals 5 grams. Little boosters. Try these expert-approved tricks to add more protein throughout the day. Season and air fry cooked beans and lentils for a surprisingly crispy salad topping. JC. Make your breakfast smoothie protein-rich by following this formula. 1 cup frozen fruit, 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon nut butter, 3/4 cup milk, and a pinch of salt. Add 1/2 scoop of vanilla protein powder and a medjool date for more sweetness if you'd like. Grace Elkis, Pittsburgh-based food writer and recipe developer. Cottage cheese for the win. Whisk it into eggs before scrambling them. Use it in place of ricotta and baked pastas like lasagna, or fold it into twice-baked potatoes or sweet potatoes in place of sour cream. GE. Supplement salads with pantry-friendly tins, cans, jars, or packets of tuna or salmon. Just flake, drizzle with some evu, and serve. Gina Homolka, author of Skinny Taste High Protein, out in October. Keep frozen edamame in your freezer. Defrost it in the microwave, then add it to salads or just eat it as a snack. Jen Claiborne. Sip a mug of bone broth for about 10 grams of protein. Melissa Urban. Add a can of beans to, well, lots of things. Stir white beans into pastas and soups. Toss chickpeas into any chopped salad or grain bowl, and double the black beans in any taco or burrito filling. GE. Salmon and carrots with pistachio gremolata. Active time, 35 minutes. Total time, 35 minutes. Serves, 4. Salmon gives the protein count a big head start here, and the Greek yogurt and pistachios just pile it on. 1.5 pounds carrots, scrubbed and halved lengthwise. 4 tablespoons olive oil, divided. 2 teaspoons kosher salt, divided. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, divided. 1/2 cup reduced fat or whole milk strained, Greek-style yogurt. 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 1 tablespoon fresh juice from 1 lemon. 1 teaspoon ground cumin. 1/2 teaspoon honey. 1/2 cup finely chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. 1/4 cup finely chopped salted roasted pistachios. 2 cloves garlic, grated, about 1 teaspoon. 4 5-ounce skin-on salmon fillets, about 1 1/4 inch thick, patted dry. Lemon wedges for serving. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a large rim baking sheet with parchment paper. Place carrots on baking sheet. Toss with 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Cover tightly with aluminum foil and bake for 15 minutes. Remove foil, continue baking until tender and browned in spots, about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together yogurt, lemon juice, cumin, honey, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Add water, 1 tablespoon at a time, until mixture reaches a drizzling consistency. Cover and refrigerate. Stir together parsley, pistachios, garlic, and lemon zest in a medium bowl. Rub tops and sides of salmon with 1 tablespoon oil. Sprinkle with remaining 3/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium high. Cook salmon, skin side up, until underside is well browned and salmon releases from skillet, about 3 minutes. Flip and cook until a thermometer inserted in thickest part reads 135 degrees for medium, 1 to 2 minutes, or to desired degree of doneness. Divide salmon and carrots among 4 plates. Drizzle yogurt mixture over carrots. Sprinkle gremolata over salmon and carrots. Serve with lemon wedges. 1/4 cup hummus equals 5 grams. 1 cup cooked Brussels sprouts equals 4 grams. 1 slice whole wheat sandwich bread equals 4 grams. 2 tablespoons chia seeds equals 4 grams. 1/2 cup cooked quinoa equals 4 grams. 1 cup cooked kale equals 3 grams. 1 cup sautéed shiitake mushrooms equals 3 grams. 1/2 cup cooked broccoli rabi equals 3 grams. 1 cup cooked corn equals 2 grams. That concludes the article, The Power of Protein. Now let's move on to another article. Pets, 6 ways to strengthen your bond. You're already BFFs, but there are a few things you could do to fortify that connection, by Dana McMahon. Puppy love is no joke, even if it is a bit of a misnomer, because we love our doggos, well, forever. And you know what? Loads of research indicates they love us back. In fact, one study found that dogs often well up when their owners return home, suggesting possible tears of joy. Another found that pups' heart rates increased by at least 46% when their people said, "I love you," to them. Their hearts actually start racing. Can you even? We cannot. Still, we ask experts how to make this bond even stronger. Be his rock. Spontaneity may be key in human relationships, but stability is essential when it comes to our pups, says Victoria Stilwell, a dog trainer and the star of It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet. When you provide a safe environment that's as predictable as it can be, your dog learns you're there to advocate for him and support him, she explains. Plan walks, meals, and play sessions so they happen around the same time every day. Be his cheerleader. Dogs tend to develop more secure relationships with people who build up their confidence, says Monique Udell, PhD, Associate Professor of Animal and Rangeland Sciences at Oregon State University. That means letting him sometimes lead on a walk or letting him problem solve when it's appropriate, she says. The next time Fido's ball rolls under the couch, encourage him to get it himself if it's within reach. Then shower him with pets. Get lost in his eyes. When you gaze deep into your dog's eyes, it gives both of you the warm fuzzies. Numerous studies have found that the feel-good hormone, oxytocin, ramps up in us and our dogs when we make eye contact. Oxytocin is known for its social bonding role, says Olivia Riley, PhD, a postdoctoral fellow at Harvard University's Evolutionary Neuroscience Lab. Of course, context matters, she adds. You don't want to have a dog feel threatened because you're staring him in the face. But let's say you're both cuddling on the couch and you're making eye contact. Go ahead and wallow in it. Snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. We know we don't need to say it once, let alone 3 times. It just had to be included on this list because it's so important. Physical touch has been linked with a bump in oxytocin levels for both humans and canines, Riley says. And when it's from a preferred individual, aka his person, aka you, there's an extra boost for the dog. Get consent first, Riley says. Sometimes dogs want their space, so you have to make sure you're not forcing physical contact. Giving them space when they need it creates mutual respect, which Riley says can foster even stronger relationships. How do you know what he wants? Well, if he's found a snug place away from you, that's not the time to instigate a love fest. What you can do, though, is take a seat on a nearby couch. If your dog decides to get closer to you, pet and snuggle to your heart's content. You should be engaging like this for at least a few minutes a day, Riley says. Ideally, more. Plan daily play dates for the two of you. One of the biggest ways to bond with your dog is by playing together, Stilwell says. You can have a rousing game of hide-and-seek or chase a ball in the backyard. If Barky McBarkster likes going on adventures, Riley says to mix things up. Try hiking a new trail or visiting a new dog-friendly market. It's not only the activity itself that builds the bond, but the fact that you're suiting your dog's particular needs. For instance, Stilwell says if Dogzilla likes to explore, hide treats and toys and set up a treasure hunt around the house. The bond is built when we give them what they need in a way that's appropriate for us and good for them, Stilwell explains. Reward him with treats. Just as food brings people together, it connects us with dogs too, which makes sense, according to Riley. From a survival standpoint, not biting the hand that feeds you has proven to be effective. Dogs tend to bond the most with their primary caregiver, the one who feeds them. And many dogs perceive treats as a form of affection. While there is such a thing as going overboard, the general rule is that treats should not make up more than 10% of your dog's daily diet. Any time can be treat time. Dole went out to celebrate his good behavior. He went to his bed when you told him to. Or hey, give him a nibble simply for being the goodest boy on the whole planet. That concludes 6 ways to strengthen your bond. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.